Another one of those Saucy Talk podcast episodes. ELG Music Group presents. We're in this thing live, man. Yeah, we 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on a hump day. Just got done doing what I do, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say it to y'all. Y'all hear it? Y'all know what that is? Y'all know what that is? You feel me? But y'all know me. I'm trying to get better. I've been doing better. Lightweight. Now I've been getting a lot of fiber, a lot of fruits, somewhat vegetables if you come with it. But, you know, I try to do a lot of fruit, a lot of water. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucking up because I've been getting these. I had a couple free energy drinks. You feel me? Sugar free. So when I run out of water, I'll just drink that shit. Right now, I'm sipping on a Coca-Cola large. Coca-Cola from wherever I got it from. I'm documenting this shit. Yeah. Shouts to everybody that's been tapping in. With every episode and everything. Bro, this shit is getting, this shit that we doing. You know what I mean? The shit that we doing. This shit. How can I put it? Whatever is going on in the world with these motherfucking people, like as far as people not giving a fuck, you know what I mean? People is using you, you know what I mean? Your kindness for weakness. Overthinking. I'm overthinking the situation. I read people body signs, body language, you feel me? Maybe I could be tripping. Maybe I could be tripping though, but I don't know. The vibes is whatever, you feel me? Motherfuckers is the vibes, you feel me? Like, you feel me? I just now got off, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Every time motherfuckers see me, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got on, you know what I'm saying? Some loungewear, you feel me? Some shit like that. I'll be in my place of business. If you want to be in a place, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I ain't got time to be dripped out when you see me, you know what I'm saying? You call me when I'm at my place of business, you feel me? So I'm in my loungewear or whatever, you feel me? So whatever anybody thinking when y'all see me, you feel me? I'm getting to that cheddar. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of reconstruction and rebuilding going on right now. People don't see and people don't understand that shit. And I know the whispers. I hear the whispers, and I hear all this other shit. You feel me? You know, or maybe I'm just tripping. But I'm usually not just tripping like that, though. I'm usually not doing that. So it got to be some creed to what I'm saying. So you know, it is what it is, though. You feel me? But I feel like. Everything happened for a reason. I know that's a cliche saying. Blessing in disguise. I mean, it ain't nothing to say. It's a blessing in disguise, shit. It's more so a sign that I need to handle the business that I need to handle so I can have a less worrying experience. Cause I need to just buckle down and handle what I gotta handle. Accumulate what I gotta accumulate. Fix a lot of shit. I gotta fix a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And when I say I gotta fix a lot of shit, that's gonna take a lot of discipline. A lot of discipline, a lot of stride to even get to that part because it's a mental thing with me. And I can't let the mental part get to it. gets me. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I feel like the whole world is against me right now. Hey, at least I'm being honest, right? I've been running into some crazy ass situations. Kind of like, I'm like, are you serious? This shit only happens like every 10 years. Every 10 years. It's like, the shit that be happening one through 10 years, shit's happening like this every day. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The shit that barely happens that y'all can just talk about. Like, remember the time when this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened? And all this shit used to be like a folk tale. Now this shit just happened like this. Back to back. Back to back. Maybe this is what growing up is all about. Maybe this is my first time. This is my first go around as being this age the first time. So I don't have nobody else to tell me anything unless I ask. But the way the shit going right now, it feels like the worst. They throwing the worst. The worst mental fuck agendas that they ever could. You feel me? And when that happened, I mean, and since it's happening like this, shit is weird. Shit weird, people weird, everything is weird. But I talk about that every other episode, though. So. I ain't gonna lie today, y'all. I had a hard-ass time trying to concentrate. I couldn't have my concentration. My concentration was fucked today. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was trying to concentrate. I was like telling myself, all right, let me focus. Let me get my brain into a mode so I can just focus and handle some shit and get into the habit of things of handling shit that I need to handle. So, like, on the computer, I start acting fake sleepy. Oh, I needed to smoke. I needed to do this. I guess I just need some more discipline. But it was like, I couldn't even focus on the laptop. You know what I mean? And because I'm the type of person, I don't do rabbit hole research like that unless it's visual. Like, going through forums and different blog sites and shit like that, I don't do that. So, when I'm trying to do that, trying to do the research, and I'm trying to do 30 different things and shit, I'm really finding myself hard to focus. And that's bullshit right there, like. Because I got all these little-ass ideas that I want to bring them motherfuckers into fruition. I want to see If I can take whatever off the internet, just straight off the internet, without having to pay for nothing extra, just take whatever elements that's on the internet and try to monetize them into whatever DSP or whatever. I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even find something. But now thinking about it, I might be going about it the wrong way. You feel me? Maybe. Or maybe not. But everybody think I'm crazy, slow, retarded. Not worthy of shit. You feel me? People be like, oh, this nigga. Fuck this nigga talking about this nigga on some other shit. And I don't want to be doing shit to niggas. I don't be doing shit. Everybody just be all up on my line for no reason. I don't say shit to nobody. But as soon as I say shit to people, people want to usher me back and push me back. And you know what I'm saying? Act like I'm the crazy motherfucker. No, real shit though. They act like I'm crazy motherfucker. Because I point out
the shit. Like, nigga, you don't even know the operation of the shit, and you keep coming around here acting like you know what the fuck going on. Pointing the blame to the wrong motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Then when you, you know what I'm saying? When you speak your mind, like, I thought as men, that's what we do. Motherfuckers want to do all this shit, want to take trips and start doing all this weird shit. And, you know what I'm saying? Playing with the business, man. You feel me? So, shout out to everybody that's on here that be listening, that be taking heed to everything I'm saying. You know, if you're foreign, you're trying to pick up language, you know what I'm saying? I could take that as a learning, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm teaching you guys how to speak, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's, you know what I mean? Some slang with urban type shit, you feel me? You know. But, you know, these hoes, I always find myself back to that point, right? But we ain't even gonna talk about that though, because we talking about some other shit. We talking about, you know what I mean? I know y'all want to talk about Audi A8s and, you know what I mean, Trackhawks and shit, and y'all want to talk about all that shit, right? Marble floors and motherfucker, you know what I mean, big ass fountains in the living room type shit, you feel me, right? I want to talk about all that lavish, opulent living, right? That's all we trying to strive for, That's it, and that's all. All the other shit, irrelevant. All that stress, all that playing around and shit. I'm more serious than the motherfuckers out here. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are older than me. I'm the real young OG out here. These motherfuckers are crazy. I don't know what they be on. I do not know. You feel me? And, so, you know what I mean? But basically, nigga, they want me to kiss ass. Kiss no motherfucker's ass, you feel me? Everybody got me fucked up. And that's the, you feel me? And once motherfuckers got me fucked up, it ain't my responsibility to figure out how fucked up it is. If I can't sit up there and be like, oh, did I fuck up the relationship, the friendship all the way? I wonder if I have to do something to get back to something. No, nigga, I'm not doing none of that. We just chilling, about to roll up. About to get big on. Shit. I got a little bit done though. I got something done. Feel me? Ordered my prescriptions. You feel me? Cheaper than I thought. Maybe 2 to 3 days. Got that done, but I got really plenty in my head, so. Since I got some free time tomorrow, I mean, ain't no time free or being spent, but I got some time. I gotta go ahead and see what's the severity of some situations. And after that, I gotta, you know what I mean? We gotta get some cheese out, you know what I'm saying? We gotta manufacture some cheese out here, you know what I'm saying? About to go to the TP studio real quick, and we're gonna hook back up here. Then we're gonna roll up.
This shit is crazy. I tell you, we're living in a different ass time. It's like one day you woke up and everything has changed. You feel me? Like an interdimensional world or some shit. Like, how you just change the way of life? Like, the motivation to get the bag, the motivation to strive. All that shit gone. Where do y'all find that shit at? It used to be on your local TV programming type shit. I don't see that shit. It's too many promoters. It's too many advertisements. It's too much of that bullshit being spread. Like, it's too much shit. What do you mean by that? It's too much shit. It's too much shit. They got an ad for everything. You look up some shit. You look at some shit about finance and real estate and shit, they're going to give you a fucking Monopoly game to go download to play. Just because you looked up that type of shit. Come on now. If I keep looking at free money, I mean, that shit going to pop up too. But it's going to be some bullshit that ain't going to be free. It's going to take up half your time just to get the little bit of chips that they're going to spit out to you. So, but we got a whole episode about that, though, but I don't know what episode that is, so give y'all a couple gems to go around with. If y'all want to make some money, y'all just, you know what I mean, y'all already scrolling, you know what I mean, really, you know what I mean, really got your fingers useful for the time, you feel me, y'all can go on OpinionOutpost.com. OpinionOutpost.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to ConsumerTesting.com. You know what I'm saying? OpinionOutpost.com. And then on there, you will find a whole bunch of different surveys you can do and get some cheese out of the situation. You feel me? They're going to send you a check or a card, like a debit card or something like that. You feel me? No, I ain't getting paid from it. But if Opinion Outpost, so if y'all go there and y'all, this is like a verbal link, you feel me? Y'all go to Opinion Outpost or Consumer Testing. Let them know EOG sent you from the Saucy Talk Podcast. Send the link over there on however. You know what I mean? Let them know that you found out about it with EOG from EOG Music Group, a.k.a. Saucy Talk Podcast. If y'all a frequent member, y'all can remember all that shit, though. Y'all do the alley-oop to me. You feel me? And it's going to be all gravy, you feel me? Because really, though, we going to execute all the ideas that we've been discussing this whole time. That I've been using this platform. We are going to just gonna start releasing some of the shit. Even though the landscape changed from my original ideas, my ideas never was pointing towards any trends that's happening anyway. So by me doing this anyway, by releasing this shit now, that shit is going to be more interesting because shit, the way I be thinking, that shit ain't normal. So you feel me? Trying to chop it up with this little bat crazy bitch that don't know how to pair bond. She's not capable of pair bonding right now. Probably no time soon. Like, I try. Now, let me tell you a situation about this dumbass shit, though. This bitch. Let me just tell you this shit. And then maybe it'll make sense to me once I say it out loud. Because, you know, when you say shit out loud to yourself, it makes all the most sense, right? So, all right, I'm going to tell you the situation. You feel me? I gotta look at the whole situation, so. But the bitch is crazy, right? So, I was gonna keep it 100. Gonna keep it 100. Y'all can keep y'all clip. Y'all can think, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You feel me? But, what are we at? Okay. This bitch blowing me up, feel me? Out of nowhere. Just some crazy shit like, hey, why you ain't been calling me? Why you ain't been texting me? Why you only text me on IG? Why you don't call me on the phone? Why you don't, you know what I'm saying? Da da da. She blowing me up from 4 different phones, you feel me? Calling me, FaceTiming me, Google me, Google Duo, whatever it's called. All that shit back to back from different phones. Boom, 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 I'm gonna call you back. You know what I mean? Operating from different phones, sending me hella pictures and shit like this. Boom, boom, boom. Just doing hella shit, right? You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. You know what I'm saying? We didn't got over what we got over. You feel me? Look like it can go back to. Yeah, right. As soon as I even thought that in my head, the other side of me like, shit, nigga. Yeah, right. But yeah, you feel me? It wasn't even nothing like that. Wasn't even nothing like that. You feel me? I mastered the art. I think I perfected one of my, you know what I'm saying? My addictive personality. I know how to intertwine it with my potting and talking in real life. I just act like this normally. You feel me? I just talk and I'm just acting like how I act. You feel me? This is me. This is not no podcast voice or nothing like that. I tried that podcast voice a little bit in the beginning. Y'all hear that bullshit. I was trying to sound professional because I'm thinking that was the algorithm. You feel me? But I'm like, you know what? I ain't about to sound like no carbon copy. Not even when I was trying to, you know what I mean? I was just listening to shit, and you feel me? When you listen to shit, you get kind of swayed to do this shit. But I'm just like, you know what? I like the sound of my voice. I like the tone, the tones and the textures of my voice. Let me just hit that enhance button, you feel me? And let's get it rocking and popping. And, you know what I'm saying? Get that shit yanking. And go yank it. But yeah, though, man. What was I saying? Start talking bullshit. But yeah, she was talking. You know what I mean? Yeah, back to the story. Bitch. Doing all this shit. Da da da. We laughing and shit. Blah, 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 blah. And it was like an anvil just dropped in her head. Just she just lost all senses. All points of direction and signal. I'm going to call you back. Okay, cool. I ain't talked to her like 4 days. You know what I'm saying? I've been hitting her up. Messages. You know what I'm saying? Never nothing like, where you go? Why you ain't calling me back? Nothing. Never nothing like that. Never nothing like that. Especially not these days like that, though. But, you know, I'm hitting her, you know what I'm saying? The other day, done what I had to do at the time. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me try you. Won't. Call me when you done cupcaking. You feel me? You know, because I know that's a trigger. Because a motherfucker love to try to prove you wrong. So, that's what I do. I hit a motherfucker up, say some shit, because I know they're going to want to prove themselves. First of all, if I was doing this shit, I wouldn't hit you back. You know how they be trying to do the comebacks and shit like that, right? So, you feel me? She gave me a semi one, you feel me? Lying and shit, doing all this shit. Oh, and mind you, when she was calling me before she hung up that time, you know what I mean? Titties all out, ass all out, pussy all out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You feel me? Everything, it was everything, you feel me? Everything was just going groovy. Everything was going groovy that day, bro. Like my niggas from Figueroa, I like to say, she was going groovy. And Austin Powers, y'all. Yeah, everything was going groovy, you feel me? I mean, fast forward back to the situation I was just talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hold up, da-da-da-da, what's up, da-da-da, you know what I mean? Same oatmeal dry conversation. You know what I mean? It was just like she was waiting to say something. You feel me? Like, I don't know. You know, it's the crazy bitch day. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't take her meds. Oh, mind you, she asked me to slide through. And what? I didn't take the hint. I didn't take the hint. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, see, you fucking up. You see? I just gave you a, you know what I'm saying? I just gave you an invite. You feel me? And look, I don't like them quick invite bullshit, you feel me? Like, oh, you miss it. You missed the whole close. Sorry, trying to get another year. But in the same conversation, the same day. You know what I mean? We talking, you know what I'm saying? We just vibing. I'm up here vibing, you feel me? At the highest frequency I can, you feel what I'm saying? New jokes, new textures. New ways of saying this shit, you feel me? Even had her crack her, her little shell, you feel me? But, then the bitch gonna tell me, cause she was like, what? Cause she started going at, oh yeah, cause that's all you wanted to do was just fuck me. I'm like, and then all I said was, cause you know how I feel. What? What you saying? Oh, like nothing. Because I know this person is gonna take it one way, just like she did it this instant. Like, nah, cause I'm da 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 da. All this shit, right? She showing me titties, ass, pussy, blah, 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 blah. Just to say. Oh, somebody is getting my attention right now. So, bitch, why the fuck you on the phone with me? Why you on the phone with me? Showing me titties, ass, womb. But somebody got your attention. Bitch, it's me. I'm the nigga getting your attention right now. You're like, oh, I think we're talking. I ain't talked to him in 2 days. Bitch, what? You know what? You burnt out. That's crazy. I'm like, bitch. Huh? Bitch, you burnt. I'm like, you know what? Ugh, I'm gonna leave you burnt out hoes alone. I told myself. And I fuck with these certain demographics. What I do, the exact thing I still got to do. You feel me? Come on, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna call you back. I'm getting another call. Didn't care if she would leave me or not. She said, oh, did I fuck up? Oh, shit. Huh? Did you fuck up? No. Congratulations. You got your situation. I'm not gonna jinx it. But I know the outcome. I'm too damn back crazy. You back crazy. It wasn't nothing from it. I don't be begging. I'll talk to y'all just like I talk to them. I'm talking to y'all. Just like I talk to them. Mm-mm. And it's probably, I need to get out this, this demo. You feel me? I be in my own world, I'm trying to tell y'all. Complex living. This nigga Drewski getting all this money, bro. Where the fuck Drewski come from? This nigga got a Nike ad. This nigga really getting to the bag. Shout out Drewski. Oh, this Hollywood shit be spooky. I'm grown now. Shit. Y'all can add that fame. I've been saying that though. The blue moon. Yeah, man. Damn. Damn, that shit crazy though. Just look at this shit like, these motherfuckers really doing the same shit on Instagram. I was like, y'all not doing shit. Y'all using the same functions. I'm even seeing the same ass videos from like years ago. They used to vent. They using old school Vine footage. That when Vine first came out. Using all the functions and just posting that shit. This shit is mad gritty. Motherfucking dumbass gritty ass videos and shit. Low ass megapixels and shit. Like, nigga, y'all just running out of shit just to put on IG. Y'all shit run going damn. Shit going down. But that's why I'm here. This is for the this is not these social platforms and medias and shit like this. This is not for the recurring users, this is for the new. This is for the reoccurring new people. I mean the occurring people. If that's the right way of me putting this shit. See, Sukiana ass. Shoes. Man snatches iPad from FedEx worker as the package was being delivered. Cosmetics. Cal Hood being concert. Hood shit. The sky. He got some nice kind of sky sunset filter going on. You got Juicy K, the little person. She out here caking. Her best asset is her assets. You feel me? Shaking her ass. Okay, we got somebody with a nice filter walking, biking through the world's largest salt flats. You feel me? This shit don't look real though, so. CHPs, you feel me? They showing the pin, the Arizona Flight 5s. You feel me? You know, Blueface is the father. The Krishan baby. You feel me? That's all my shit is about. Now this shit is about growing. This shit is all about escaping. Escaping reality. They show you the harsh realities as well. 22nd Jim shares a new picture. And say jails is for losers. This is not to be glorified. This is for losers. Be home soon. Long live my little brother. You feel me? Niggas ain't feeling free, Jim. Yeah, shoes. Adrian Bronner acting a fool. How to teach the proper way to leave Chipotle. Chipotle bandits, so you probably. Oh, shit. You feel me? Those kind of acting weird. You feel me? And I see the whole agenda though. The whole agenda going. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be the bad guy. Everybody want to be the bad guy. Everybody. But, you know what I'm saying? That's where society is at right now, especially the demographics. The demos. The majority I'm around right now. It's chaotic. It ain't nothing simple. Everybody competing. Competitive spirit. Shit talking. Who can destroy? Who can destroy one? Who can destroy somebody's? Who can destroy somebody's peace and leave unscathed? That's what this is all about. We don't do burnt out behaviors, you feel me? You burnt out, you burnt out. But yeah, but with that bitch though, yeah. She called me back talking about why was I in my feelings. I'm like, I wasn't in my feelings. I don't have time to entertain somebody else that's being entertained. Why wait in line when I don't have to wait in line for anything? Even if it was a little mental game you was playing. You're playing the wrong games. You feel me? Shit. Well, I gotta tell these hoes. You can't. like I said, this whatever this imaginary person. Like, you really saying this shit? Like, you know it's 2020. Like, you really just tell me that shit? Nigga ain't tripping off you. But, you feel me? That's what you like, so. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. Got time to be playing with you and your little rabbit ass. Your bad shit, crazy ass mind. Fuck wrong with you? You feel me? Like, I say congrats. They get mad. You feel me? Let me text her. It's 41 minutes I've been on here. Shit. It's all good. I'm just spitting this shit to y'all. I know. Let me text this person. You feel me? Fuck this game. I don't know what that game is. We ain't doing that game. Gang. No. Let me text her. And her about the fucking inbox. Okay.
These same women that talk. How can you claim that I had a 3-year-old daughter? I got a house that.
You feel me? I was trying to, but she gets the point, though. I ain't got it. You feel me? She know. But I do know, you feel me? You feel me? I ain't the only one that people talking to, but it's the batshit craziness, you feel me, when you know what I'm saying, when you talking one way and then you just forget what the fuck vibe we be on. And you just go off the tracks. Go off the rails on shit. I don't know if it's a case of getting the brains fucked out. This case is crazy. This went crazy. Damn, you get your brains fucked out. You stop giving a fuck how your hair is. I mean, I don't know. You got that simplistic look. You wear just enough, you feel me, just to get enough attention. It's all school burn type shit, you feel me? Real nigga ways. Real niggerish ways, you feel me? She probably sleep, but yeah, though. Text motherfuckers on the story. On a motherfucking. She hit me on the story. Yeah, though. Who up still, man? It's like 11 o'clock. Who's still up? Because we can run this motherfucker to the whole hour pop. I didn't have no one stumbling moment. I didn't have no spaces, really, you feel me? Had something to say, really, you know what I'm saying? So I guess I qualify this one as a good one. Smoked the whole split with y'all. You feel me? Just putting in my bids. You feel me? Not sleepy, but I could get some rest. But it's like, it's hella other shit I could be doing right now. Like, you know, people gonna be looking at me like, E, what the fuck is you on? Cause I know it be, y'all know y'all motherfuckers be up on a lot of shit hella quick, you feel me? Futuristic type shit. Like, nigga, you supposed to be into that type of shit, you feel me? I know what futuristic shit I need to know about, you feel me? Y'all put me up on the futuristic type jug specialties or whatever that y'all got. Up y'all sleeve. You feel me? It's all good. We don't need to look at each other like, you don't know how to do this, huh? Wow. I can't believe this shit. You don't know how to do that? My nigga. You feel me? And I know it gets to the point where you show a nigga some shit, then they're trying to outdo you with the shit and act like they never showed you. I understand that type of shit. I understand that type of shit. You know what I mean? I look at it in all angles. I look at it from all angles. So for people to get the game and run off and say, fuck y'all and shit like that, I understand it's people like what I say. When I ask y'all to do that shit, you feel me? It is important to weave out the motherfucker that you get. Give them just enough just to see what they do. You feel me? I understand that the game not free. I understand that the game that y'all got, y'all probably have to go to college and pay for that kind of game and just to give it to somebody that really ain't gonna give a fuck. Like, maybe they will use it and maybe they won't use the type of shit. I understand that shit as well. You know what I mean? It's all inexperience, though. Unless y'all know something else after this life. Like, no, I can't give you this game because after this life, I'm gonna use the same game. So I don't want you using the same game in the afterlife. Unless it's like that, I understand. But if it's only an earthly game and y'all can get along and y'all can possibly learn something from each other, you feel me? Help the motherfucker out, man. Shit. Now I can see if the motherfucker don't want to work and don't want to help themselves. And yeah. And I know other motherfuckers is asking for help. Better they self is the fuck the people that they that help them, you know, over so they can be the big shot. I understand that. Make sure this shit, hold on. this scene right here. I like what I'm saying right there, though. So, I'm about to fix that. I just need to. What I need to do is. What I need to do is, you know what I'm saying? I understand all that shit though. I understand it, y'all. I understand it. I'm giving it up to the people that give up the game. You know what I mean? People use it. You know, I figure out all aspects. You can't help everybody. That's just fucked up though. I just find that just fucked up, like. You know what I'm saying? In this matrix. In this matrix, though. But yeah, though. There's a lot of deep thought. A lot of deep thoughts I'm having about this shit, though. But, I can go all night about that shit, though, because it's like, that's just the reality of things. That's why you got to become your own boss and find your own niche. And everybody ain't able to do that, though. But you got to be the boss of yourself. You know, as much as I had struggling trying to focus today, maybe because I was too high, too many blunts, didn't eat nothing really that day. I mean, didn't eat nothing today, except for right now type shit. I had some coffee, had an energy drink, and a piece of birthday cake from the day before. The night before, and that was in the morning time, so, you know, I was dehydrated in a bitch, had like a little bowl of cereal, that's about it, couple pistachios, that's about it, like, I ain't about to keep adding on to it and saying that's about it. I know what y'all was thinking, like, they gonna say that's about it for everything, But yeah, though, that's probably why I couldn't focus. But I'm spitting tonight on here, though. I ain't really, you feel me, caught up on my words and shit like that. But I just find this shit funny. And I see why certain motherfuckers just be, you know what I'm saying? People want to pop in, pop out. They'll be on live doing their shit, you feel me, motherfuckers. I come in and see. You feel me? That's one way of doing shit. You feel me? You can go on the live. You feel me? If motherfuckers want to fuck with you, they come in the live and see what the fuck you doing and then holler at you, whatever, and won't. You know? But as far as, like, people want to interact type shit and get to it. I might be doing something wrong. Let me know, though. I feel like I'm trying to think outside the box. I'm trying to think specifically. I'm trying to think scientifically about every situation that I'm in. Like, okay. Like, I'll be, you feel me, around certain type of people. You feel me, like, what makes them like that? What makes them dress like that? What makes them drink what they drink? You know? Why they vaping that flavor? Why they smoking this type of weed? Why they smoke out of what they smoking out of? What they, you know? Why they do what all they do? You feel me? I go that deep into details, you feel me? I'm like, while we up here just talking normal, like a fucking robot, and don't have, like, okay, what we gonna get gain out of this situation right here? Is we gonna gain a friend? Is we gonna gain some knowledge? Is we gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's probably just immediate thinking, immediate gratification, immediate type shit. But that's how I feel certain times. Like, okay, we talking, what we talking about? I need it to be a transaction, some satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. A mind stimuli, you know what I'm saying? Something, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know, that's just probably my sign, just being around people. Antisocial shit. That's that Capricorn in me. But yeah, though, I'm just chilling. I'm just like, man, just trying to figure it out. Like, I mean, if that's the, you know what I'm saying? I got a target demographic out here. I got this business and I need some people. I need to figure out some reliable people that's going to be with it. Then I got to figure out the numbers. First, I got to figure out the numbers and the payment process and everything like that. Yeah, man, nigga out here trying to. That's where we at with it right now. I want to do a couple things. You feel me? Like, yeah, a couple things, though. I'm not going to talk about it. Got a couple things that I'm going to work on and shit like that, you feel me? But, it's crazy when you got to be your own extra help. It is. It's many. I'm trying to tell y'all something. It's many. Like, to all the people. That's a pro at this already. I salute y'all. Because I never. We ain't even going to talk about that yet.